Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Film Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Yeah, man. Peace and greetings, family. Peace and greetings. How y'all doing out there? How y'all doing out there? Man, it's been a long time. This is Brother Elder Ariyah Yahawada Yasha Allah right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network. Most definitely up in this house. Up in this house, man. How it's been, family? How it's been? Hey, just coming in momentarily, man. Just want to do something, man, get my morning started and get my day started. I just want to say, man, come in here right fast and talk about when the truth is really not wanted amongst your people, man. Shit, I forgot the damn title. Y'all just did this at the top of it's just off the wham this morning. Hell, I forgot my own title. But anyway, man, yeah, the truth is not always popular amongst our people. The truth is not always popular amongst our people. And it's most definitely, man, and that is true, man. And let me get into something, and I'll tell y'all, man, how y'all can catch the rest of the shows and stuff. Y'all know I really have been broadcasting right here. And I appreciate those who probably was listening to the show and following in. Y'all start following us on our new podcast shows and stuff. But anyway, yeah, the truth is not always popular amongst your people, man. And that is true, man, because like the understanding, sisters and brothers, that you got a lot of people, man, who don't want to know the truth. And there's a lot of reasons they are denied the truth or the facts about a subject matter. And just about like what's happening to us in our lives. Just say here in America. I just say here in America. It's all abroad, but just say here in America. And especially when you're dealing with this thing called politics. And I really would say, because all of this crazy shit about, you know, what's going on in the political world now, and I even hate to even say the damn name, but I have to say we're looking at what's happening with Trump and all of this shit, right? Excuse my French, y'all. Too early in the morning, but all of this stuff that's going on with Trump, man, and listening, looking at what these liberals or Democrats are doing, they're not trying to, you know, despite Trump, man, damn, you know, the hell with this shit about Trump, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm not a favorite. I'm not giving a damn about the Democrats or the Republicans. I really don't give a damn about neither one. But far as the so-called American people, which they don't give a damn about the American people, and it's not about the people, but the thing here is about what they're doing, man. Look, there's nothing that's moving forward to help the American people. There's nothing that's been done to help with the homeless situations in America. Look at California, places like that, all of the homeless situations that is happening. Really nothing dealing with the economy. Nothing really dealing with the high cost of this damn health care. Nothing is really being done in the damn government, far as especially on the Democratic side, because they're so busy being the distraction going after the Trump. So they don't want a man let the do anything in the government to, you know, help the American people, man. They doing all this other crazy madness and shit, man. It's just ridiculous, sisters and brothers, what they're doing, you know. And like I said, despite the hell with Trump. It's about the American people, man, about the people. But anyway, and it's just the point is when you're trying to bring out to our people, man, how the damn Democratic Party, they ain't good, especially Democrats, especially for us as so-called black people in America, and just saying how, man, you know, these people are nothing but slave holders, slave makers. Now, I'm talking about this damn and pushing these poison-ass agendas on the American people, on us as a people, and I'm just talking about, really just talking about us as a black community, how they're pushing all these sick-ass agendas, and I said it, on our people, man, and we still going out voting for them and trying to get other black people to vote for them and trying to persuade other black people to vote for them. It's just downright sickening, man. And then when you try to tell our people, you look at this, look at these people, man. These are the same liberal-minded people who have been put all of these agendas to destroy our people. The Jim Crow, they didn't want to, like I said, didn't want to get into the signing the Civil Rights Bill, didn't want your ass free from in the first place, and everything that had to go with you having rights in this damn country, they were the ones that was against it. and then you still want to campaign, you still want to cheerlead, you still want to get your people to go out and vote for these people, man. Some of y'all are the goddamn enemies of us, y'all selves. Yeah, I said it. Some of y'all are enemies of the rest of black people, because when you can go out and you propagating and trying to tell us, man, to go, it's just like, I'm going to use this analogy for a minute if I can use this thing. It's just like, you know, the goddamn devil, he's the fucking devil, but he's giving out a few little tokens and trinkets and stuff. Man, go on over there and get that, man. I know he the devil, man, but it's going to be all right. He cool, though. He cool. He got something. He got something for you, man. He going to give you this car. He going to give you this Jaguar. He going to give you all what you need, brother. Go on over there. It's all right, bro. Don't worry about that. Just get, man, live your best life right now, bro. Don't worry about when you die. Go on, live your best life right now, bro. Don't even worry about when you die, because you don't know if you're going to hell anyway. Hell probably don't even exist. That's really damn near how some of y'all acting when y'all trying to tell us to go out here and go and vote for y'all people who y'all see are outright telling you they're going to destroy your lives. And really what I'm talking about is destroying your lives on that, with this liberal doctrine. They are actually going out here telling you they're destroying the fabric of what we know as a family unit. What I mean by family union, a man, a real man, a male and a female and a child, whether it's a boy or a little girl, the family structure we know, the opposite, the true opposite, not no goddamn something in trans, but I'm talking about the real man and woman. They're destroying that. And so the whole fabric, you can't even say names now. Certain names, you got to be careful about what names you use or labels you use. It's just downright ridiculous, listen, brother. And then we have so-called black people out here, so-called, and I said so-called black people, pushing this bullshiggity on the rest of our people. Man, y'all ain't nothing but, I would say it, y'all seem like y'all are nothing but agent provocateurs anyway. They paying y'all ass good, ain't it? Y'all getting paid good, ain't you? See, man, I'm telling you, sister, brother. So that's why I said, man, this is really what I'm talking about. The truth is not always popular amongst our people, because some of your people are getting paid off. Some of your people are living so high off the hog, they love this shit, man. They think they became the fabric of America. They think they finally have made it. They have overcome. They ain't overcame a goddamn thing. It's just a grand illusion that they under. So they're going to sell you this same goddamn lie to get you. It's like, if I got to go down, I ain't going down by myself. I'm taking somebody with you. That's kind of the damn that's kind of like almost the outlook, I would say, that they'll take it. They know they're going down. They know they're going down, but they're going to take a lot of us with them. Well, I wasn't by myself. I ain't going by myself, Lord. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, man. It's downright ridiculous, though, sisters and brothers. But I just came in here momentarily, man, just to talk, sisters and brothers. This ain't really the platform I do now, but I just want to come in here and just talk about it. The truth ain't always popular amongst your people, man. Your people will fight you, what they say, tooth and nail, to uphold a lie, to believe a lie, and sustain this lie. And they'll take you down with them. They'll try to find everything to try to justify this bullshiggity that they in. No matter how much you show them, no matter how much clear-cut evidence you give them, they will not accept it. They just fixated on living this damn lie, man. And they talking about slavery. The Bible is a slave. Hell, the Bible is breaking the goddamn slavery on a lot of us awakening. I know on the Israelite side, but now on some other sides, yeah, y'all can say on the Christian side, they got a lot of them enslaved. Yeah, because they want to love everybody. Just like you, y'all, some of y'all who don't even deal with the Bible, you still just messed up your goddamn self. If you still going out here voting for the Democratic Party, shit, you still messed up your goddamn self. Y'all sick in the mind knowing what these people are doing, but you'll rationalize it, though. And we tell you what they're doing, the gender they're pushing, talking about this Equality Act, but you still are justified going out here voting for it. Man, some of y'all out y'all goddamn mind. Y'all are pretty sick, man. Yeah, pretty sick in the head. But I don't know, man. I just tell y'all. But let me tell y'all, man, how y'all can catch up and stay linked up with Culture Freedom Radio, you know, because I'm hosting now on TalkShoe.com. And I appreciate everybody who's checking out the show right there on TalkShoe.com. But you also can find the show from TalkShoe, Culture Freedom Radio Network. You can find us now on iHeartRadio. Yes, we are right there on iHeartRadio. And look for the show, the most recent show, to make sure you got the right one, because I think both of these shows from Blog Talk, they have it distributing over there. But no, you got to check out the one that's the most latest show. Look at the dates. But yeah, you can follow us on iHeartRadio now, TuneIn Radio, iTunes. We're in the Google Play Store. We're over there. I think we're still on Spotify. I'm not sure, but I think we're on Spotify. But most definitely check us out on iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, and iTunes. And, man, I just want to see y'all, man, and check out the shows over there, man. Got some great shows. It's over there on TalkShoe.com. Go over there. You can follow the show as well because I be on camera. So you can see the camera up live. And so we have documents and everything that we have right there, man. Document presentations and stuff right there you can catch on TalkShoe. Free PDF files and everything. So appreciate y'all. Thank y'all for tuning in, man. See y'all right there on TalkShoe for Culture Freedom Radio Network. I am your elder, Ariyah Yahavata Yashala, when the truth is not popular amongst your people. Peace.